Your workout of the day is drive and dive. We have an EMOM for 5 minutes of 3 high hang snatches. Then we have another EMOM for 5 minutes of 2 high hang snatches. And then we've got a 10-minute period to work up to heavy singles on high hang snatch.
I think before we get into this, we need to define what a high hang is on this day, don't we?
We do.
Have you checked the notes there?
Because
I know Amy wrote this, and she, in her head, she's very specific about what she means with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she tends to be.
Yeah. She does, yeah.
Yeah. So we have a hang position, which is usually lower to just above the knee. We have a low hang just below the knee. A high hang is up at the hip crease. So the bar is in the crease of our hip when we bend our hip, and it is definitely not on the leg. So we don't lower any further than that. And it's very specifically in order to develop a very powerful drive in a very short range of motion. Yep. So all we have is a small like inch or two knee bend and a hip bend to drive the bar vertically. And when we're restricted to that, it forces us to be really powerful in that small range.
Yeah, one has no choice but to explode with everything they've got in order to get underneath the bar.
You said something really like expletively derogatory right before this when you saw this, right? Yeah. You don't like this.
I don't like high hang snatches now because I'm very good at finding my hip and being powerful the whole way through the leg drive. And contrary to popular belief with the coaches among here, I'm actually good at extending my hip and getting underneath the bar when I snatch. But whenever it's just stuck there, like I use the contact probably a little bit more than other people, but whenever it's already stuck there, I don't have the extra advantage. And all I want to do is just like bend the arms and then hump the bar as hard as I can. And I just know, because that's how I lift heavier doing these high hang snatches. And I'm oftentimes very ego driven when I lift. So having to pull back here a little bit and maybe not go as heavy as I want to, or as other people are able to go from this position, always kills me. So I always avoid it. Even though I know it's good for me, I just don't enjoy it.
Yeah, but I think like you've nailed it there. It's what's good for me, and that's the key here, isn't it? This again, it's not a test day. That's coming up on game day.
Yeah.
So this is another development day, and we're trying to develop a piece, a component, or multiple components of the snatch. But that drive is a really important piece of it. If we overuse our hip, the bar tends to go forward. If we overuse our knee, sometimes we don't extend the hip as much. Yeah. So we're trying to use both. We're trying to get as much vertical drive as we can. The more vertical, the better. And I think this is where we add an awful lot of the power in full snatch. So for some of us, when we don't have a drive at the top, we mask it with more and more drive through the rest of the lift. Uh-huh. So this is a chance to add that final cherry on top, that like extra bit of height on the bar before you drop under.
And then the other thing today, it's in the name, the drive and the dive. We don't dive underneath the bar in a snatch.
But it's a great name.
But it's a great name. And it's a great way to think about that's how quickly you need to get underneath the bar. Like you're diving underneath that thing as quick as you can. So we're obviously developing speed here under the bar today as well, aren't we?
100%. It's probably the primary reason for this programming. It's like, let's start working on that speed under the bar. We know the speed under the bar is the thing. So the quicker we can move, the better. Whenever we add speed to a movement like this, there's an abrupt stop at the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's like when we crash the car. It's not the speed is the problem. It's the abrupt stop at the end. And that's the problem with this thing, that the faster we move, the more difficult it is to stabilize the bar when we do the abrupt stop at the bottom. So we need to have that component well built before we start getting faster. So in your session, I would say focus on getting that overhead squat, that bottom catch position feeling really good. So then it frees you up to move just faster and faster and faster. And that's what allows you to lift heavier weight and build some confidence with the barbell.
Means same movement weight-wise, I should be increasing?
Yeah, I mean, I think most of us know at this stage, like for those first 5 minutes, those like 3 lifts every minute, that's an aggressive schedule.
Yeah.
It's got to be light. Yeah. So that's really there to get position and to get speed. One thing I would caution against is rushing. You know, say like you could go like almost touch and go, like you drop and bounce.
Yeah.
Like I would say, like get your setup position really accurate, get your catch position really accurate, and then use these to move quickly and deliberately.
It is 20 minutes of lifting. Yeah. Like, so you don't want to be rushing through the first 10 minutes and then hoping for the best in the last 10.
This is calibration at the start. Calibrate the system. And then after 5 minutes, you get to say, right, now it's only two, so I go up to something a little heavier than light. Mm-hmm. A little heavier than light. But it's still light. Yeah. Like, it's doubles. We're getting into moderate stuff. You really want to hit the first five and the next five in a way that sets you up for a great 10 minutes afterwards, where you've got all the freedom to take jumps in weight that feel good. I would come out of the second 5 minute EMOM something like 50%, and then you can take a leap into some weight from there.
Yeah.
But use those first 10 to really, really dial in all of your technique and your speed and your tempo and strength. Then go and have at it. Like, go and lift your whatever you want to lift.